بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، dear respected listeners, welcome once again to the weekly segment on the fiqh program, and we welcome one and all once again. And last week we discussed masah ala al-khuffain, and that means passing a wet hand over a leather sock, or as was mentioned, that a sock that fills the criteria of a moza or a khuf. And the three main conditions, or four conditions, that must be met in order for the passing of wet hands over a khuf or over a sock is as follows. We go through them again. The socks must be strong enough to enable walking in them on roads for approximately 3 miles without the socks tearing. The socks should remain in position without being tied. They should not slip. The third condition is that water must not be able to seep through, so the hoof itself must be waterproof. And finally, the socks must not be transparent or even semi-transparent. Now, generally, if we look at the different mozas that are on the market at the moment, namely the leather sock that we are all familiar with, and very recently we found in the last couple of years the emergence of various other socks that have been made with later or newer materials that enable masah on khuffain as well. So now what we need to understand is, as long as these four conditions are met, we will find that the masah on the khuffain will be permissible. My dear respected listeners, the method of masah ala al-khuffain is as follows. Draw the fingers of the right hand on the upper surface of the khuffain, starting from the toes and ending the masah at the foreleg just above the ankle. So to draw the fingers of the right hand on the upper surface of the khuffain. Now one might think or wonder that why is it that we're making masah on the top part of the khuf, whereas we find that masah or the bottom part of the foot actually gets dirty. When a person is walking, etc., it's the bottom, the under part of your foot that gets dirty. So why is it that we make masah on the top part of the moza, on the top part of the sock? You see, so the ulama mentioned that that is what has been prescribed to us by Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it might seem to our understanding that it goes against logic, but whatever we receive from Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we accept it with no question, and we understand that there is some hikmah and some wisdom in every sunnah and every method that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. So a person will use the right hand for the right khuf, for his right foot, and the left hand for the left khuf, and in this way he will make masah on the khuffain. Just by passing a wet hand and drawing the fingers on the upper surface of the khuf, starting from the toes and ending the masah above the ankle. Once it's done, it need only be done once on each sock. Then the right hand should be used for the right and the left hand should be used for the left. So just one time, just as we make masah of our head as well, when we are making wuzu, we make masah of the head. We only do it one time, whereas all the other limbs are washed three times. But in masah need only be made once. So just as you make masah of your head one time, you will also make masah of the khuf once. The right hand, the right khuf; left hand, the left khuf. Very, very simple. If the back of the hand was used to make masah, it will be valid. However, if the left hand of if the back of the hand was used to make masah, it will be valid. However, one should not unnecessarily depart from the correct sunnah method. Here again, we understand the importance of sunnah, to do things exactly in accordance with the teaching of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and kind that He has sent Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a complete deen to us. And all we have to do is follow that to the letter in order for us to ensure success in this world, qabr and akhirat. And that is why we need to inculcate. Now we talk about masah on the khuf, we talk about making wudu, we talk about reading salah, and we talk about the sunnahs in salah, we talk about the sunnahs in wudu, we talk about sunnahs in every almost every other aspect of deen, every other ibadat of deen. But do we really understand the importance of the sunnah? That what is the standing of the sunnah? Sometimes people, wa na'udhu billah, we might even say that, you know, it's okay, it's only sunnah, we don't have to do it. It's only sunnah. It's not farad or wajib, it's just sunnah. However, understand that to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one must practice on the sunnah. The more we practice on the sunnah, the more beloved we will become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more love for Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in turn, the more love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be created in one's heart. And ultimately, that is what we need. That is what we need. We need love for Allah's Rasul and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that extent that what they say becomes more beloved to us than anything else in the whole world. It is not permissible to make masah on the side or at the undersurface of the khufain. It is fard to make masah on each sock to the extent of 3 full fingers. The full surface area of 3 fingers must be drawn from the toes to the foreleg. So like we say, this will be fulfilled by running the fingers from the toes up until above the ankle. Then a full surface area of 3 fingers will automatically be covered, and in this way the fard of the masah will be complete as well. The following acts will nullify the masah which was made. The following acts will nullify the masah which was made on the khufain. The masah that was made on the leather socks, when will it expire? Right. So all things which nullify wudu. So when our wudu breaks. So initially we started off, we made a wudu, we washed our feet, etc. Then we put, in a state of complete wudu, we put the khuf on, we put the leather sock on. Remember, you cannot put a leather sock on if you are not in a state of wudu. You cannot make masah on a leather sock or any other khuf for that matter if you are not in a state of wudu, or you did not put it on after being in a state of wudu. A person needs to be in a state of complete wudu, having washed his feet, etc., etc., and then put on the khuf. Then only will masah on that khuf be allowed. So a person made wudu, completely washed his feet and everything. Now he puts the khuf on, he puts the sock on. When his wudu breaks for the first time, so he puts the khuf on at 6, he makes wudu at 6 o'clock and he puts the khuf on at 6 o'clock immediately after making wudu. But his wudu only broke at 8 o'clock. His wudu only broke at 8 o'clock. So now he from 8 o'clock, from that point on, remember we said that for a muqim, for a person at home who is not traveling, he can make masah on that leather sock for 24 hours. For a person who's traveling, he can make masah on that leather sock for 72 hours, for 3 days. A person at home, 1 day. A person traveling, 3 days. Okay. So a person puts it on. Now for 24 hours after that point, from 24 hours from 8 o'clock that day, he can make masah on that khuf. That means every time he makes wudu, instead of washing his feet, he will just make masah and run a wet hand over that leather sock or that khuf. Now, when he is in that condition, he's wearing the khuf. Every time he breaks his wudu, for example, if a person sleeps, if a person goes to the toilet, if a person bleeds, the normal things that will break wudu will also break the masah. So when he makes wudu, a fresh wudu again, he will need to make masah again. So every time you're making wudu, when you have a khuf on, you have to make masah on that khuf. It's not that you make masah on the khuf once and that is okay for the whole 24 hours. Every time you make a fresh wudu, you have to make a fresh masah on that khuf as well. Okay. What will be the second thing that will nullify the masah on that khuf? It is the removal of that khuf. It is the removal of that khuf. Now it doesn't matter if only one sock was removed. If one sock also is removed, but the other one is on, then too now it is wajib to remove the other one and wash both feet. So a person takes out one sock, one leather sock, one khuf, and then he says, no, you know what? Let me keep my khuf on now for another couple hours. After Isha, I'll take it out. And once he's taken off one sock, once that ankle is exposed, then it's finished. Now the masa on that khuf is broken, and a person must remove that khuf now and wash his feet properly. Alright, so that's the second thing that will nullify masrah. The third thing that will nullify, the third aspect, the third point that will nullify the masrah on a khuf is the expiry of the period. So 24 hours when it is complete, the masrah will automatically expire and that person will need to remove his khuf and make wudu if he's not in a state of wudu. And if he is in a state of wudu, then he will at least have to remove those khufain and he will have to wash his feet. If he is in a state of wudu, but 8 o'clock now, his masa expires, he removes his leather sock at 8 o'clock and washes his feet, he now remains in wudu. He does not have to make a complete wudu if he's already in wudu. All he needs to do is wash his feet and he will now be in a state of wudu once again. Inshallah, we'll continue from here. There are some other masail that are remaining with regard to masa on the khuf. Inshallah, we'll discuss this next week before moving on to the bab and chapter on salah. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed the program and understood it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. See you again next week, same time, same place. Jazakumullah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.